WATB Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATB Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon-coming King awaits. This is a WATB disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this show do not necessarily reflect the views of We Are the Bride Ministries, We Are the Bride Radio, or We Are the Bride Television. Thank you. To the Clarion Call. This show is here to expose the enemy for what he has done in our churches and in our nation. Over the past 20 years, the devil has crept in, but this show will expose the devil and what he's doing in our churches and in our nation. Be alert, bride. Be sober. He is coming back after a bride without spot or wrinkle. Our battle is not with flesh and blood. It is with the principalities and the powers of the air. And we are taking our position in the army of the living God. Rise up, bride. This is your hour. Charge! Today's date is January the 5th of 2018, because when I go through the web, I want you to understand the date, you know, just in case their front page changes or whatever. But I want you to prayerfully go before the Lord about this information, because we are in the Great Deception, bride. It is here. It has come upon us. It crept upon us, and for some reason, the Lord took me across the nation to show me that it is here and how it has affected the body. So, let's say a quick prayer, and then I will get started. Lord, we just come before you tonight. We thank you so much, Lord, for bringing truth to us. And, Lord, we do want to know you more. We want to know the truth. And I ask that every person watching this broadcast or listening to it on the radio will have a heart to hear, that they will have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. I pray, Lord, that we will break any ungodly alliance, any ungodly soul tie that we have attached ourselves to over the years, that is ungodly, that is going down the wrong road, that we will not participate in that sin just because people that we love are. That we will learn to be bold and stand in this hour for the truth and give you honor, not pleasing unto man, but pleasing unto you, like it says in Galatians 1:20. 1:10. And so, Lord, we give you praise today and ask that you lead me through this broadcast today and that you lead me to the truth, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Okay, Bride, now let me express this. I'm not like other people on YouTube. I don't have help. This is just me. I'm having to use the equipment that God has gave me now, and I'm very thankful for it. But, you know, it may not be as pretty and polished as other people, but I will get there in the future when God takes me there. Amen. So I'm just doing the best I can, which is revealing these things to you that are on the web. And let me tell you, God did train me for this because when I was in grad school, I taught college classes on web design. I had training in my associate's level of computer coding. So I understand, you know, through all my years of education, which is about 8 or 9 years, about computers. I understand how to dig for information. So I'm just going to take you on the journey with me, and we are going to learn this information together. This is going to be revealed together. And then I will try to explain to you symbols that I see and what it means, and or we'll research it together. It may seem long and time consuming, but I will break these up into hour increments. And then I will put them up on the website so you can follow along with the links that I am flipping through. Okay? So you can, I encourage you, Brad, research this for yourself. Okay, I'm not a perfect person, but I am a hungry person for the Lord and for truth. Okay, so here we go. Now, yesterday on the broadcast, I revealed that what is the ecumenical movement? I revealed certain symbols that they're using. I revealed the worldwide church network that has partnered with this. What the Pope wants to do with social justice. I gave you keywords for you to look for when you're researching and that, and to listen for. Hey, you need to listen to these because if you're in your church and your pastor or your, you know, people that you're around are using these keywords, you need to have your ears open. The Bible says that even the very elect may be deceived. And I'm afraid that almost every big name preacher you can think of just about is in this. I'm sad to report that, but it is huge. This thing is so beyond our imagination, but this is the time, obviously, that God has called this to be revealed. I mean, there's other people out there doing it, not just me, but my approach to doing it is from an academic level. I would rather show you the proof versus me just telling you what I see and you not believe me. I'm going to show you. I am that type of woman. I'm an action person. So I'm going to show you, and then you decide what to do with it. I will bring you the truth, and then what you do with it is between you and the Lord. Okay, so right now we are on the YouTube website of the Pope because I'm the type of news reporter that will tell you both sides. I will show you the first, and then I will show you what the other side is. So this.
Hello, Bride. Are you a writer? Or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org.
Okay, Bride, welcome back.
This is Dr. June with the Clarion Call Show, focusing on the ecumenical movement. I'm basically taking you down a road, Bride. I'm taking you through the research so you can see it for yourself, and I'm teaching you at the same time. I'm teaching you how to do research, what to look for, and how to be better informed so that you can find out yourself and pray and ask the Holy Spirit for clarification. I am not expecting you to believe everything I'm telling you. All I'm asking is to let the Holy Spirit confirm. Okay? I pray that we have built a relationship over the years and you have seen my character and integrity and you've learned to trust me over the years. Okay, now what I'm going to show you on this broadcast is how this ecumenical movement is affecting society. Like, how is this affecting churches and how is this going to affect you? Okay, this is one of the groups that is part of this movement called Sojourners. And the reason I found out about these people is because they was on the news. So it caused me to dig and do some homework. Okay, now, what this is a group of people that have come together in unison. And let's start by looking at their front page. Politically homeless, how Republicans and Democrats are leaving many Christians behind. Okay, now, let me say this. Don't forget that this ecumenical movement is progressive, okay? It is left. It is basically liberal people that call themselves Christians, but they're liberal in their thinking. Okay, like remember last night when that group we looked up was against Trump. They're just liberal type of people, liberal thinkers. Okay, so here you'll see them speak a lot, and they're anti-white, and they're basically anti-evangelical, but you'll see as we go along. Okay, politically homeless, how Republicans and Democrats are leaving many Christians behind. Female evangelical leaders call on church to speak out on violence against women. See, they're taking social stands. Okay, and then it's got these different articles. Okay, here we go. This is what I saw on the news. Now, this is how they try to twist what they're doing. Christians arrested reading scripture in Senate office building. Now, let me just show you who these people are first before we see that, because these are people basically that pulled together in unity to destroy the world, basically is the way I look at it, because they're working against the kingdom, okay? Like here, Christian leaders speak out against Trump's devastating budget cuts. They're just extremely liberal. Okay, so let's go over here to About Us. Building a movement to transform the world. Okay, who we are. Well, I just want to say, y'all, let me look up something real quick. I'm going to pause this because, oh, it may have been on this one. Hold on. Sojourners. I've got a research blog over here, or a research file. Let me look up something real quick. Here we go. It is them. Okay. All right. So let's scroll down. Who are we? Our mission. We seek to inspire hope and building movement to transform individuals, communities, the church, and the world. Okay. So let's look at their commercial.
Welcome to Sojourners. We have a new look, but our mission hasn't changed. We're not just a new website. We're a platform for artists, activists, writers, pastors,
pause.
And community leaders to engage.
Pause. Let me go back and pause.
For artists,
Satanic sign. If y'all know the fingers, satanic sign.
Activists, writers, pastors, and community leaders to engage in issues facing our
world. Wow.
You
black and white.
40 years. We don't plan on stopping anytime soon.
40 years, huh?
Our predecessors believed in an ideal. That pursuing justice.
Do you see that symbol?
Whatever the cost.
Zoe Wright.
Did you see that symbol in the back? What in the world is that thing called? Anyways, it was in this video. Don't forget, we have to look at everything when you're looking at videos. Look for the symbols. If I don't teach you anything, learn from that, okay? Here we go.
We don't let our ideas stay inside our head. We know the keyboard is mightier than the sword.
We act. The world doesn't end at the edge of our screens. From our local pews to Capitol Hill, we inspire hope and offer opportunities for others to act, building a movement to transform this world.
We engage.
Do you see the rainbow colors? The triangle. Triangle.
And learn how to put faith into action in their own communities.
A sojourner is an advocate.
An outsider.
We don't believe in pushing along the status quo.
And we don't stay still.
The leaders of our past knew the road to justice was long and fraught with adversity.
But we welcome that challenge.
I am a sojourner.
Are you?
Okay, so you see the social justice platform that they're on. What we cover. Sojourners Magazine and Sojourners Online Publication sit at the intersection of faith, politics, and culture. Our coverage goes beyond the trending headlines to uncover and explore in depth the hidden injustices in the world around us. Our call to prophetic, see how they use our word, interrogation means we seek the truth as informed by our biblical roots. Let's find out how these people began. Our history. Sojourners Ministries grew out of the Sojourners community located in Southern Columbia Heights, an inner city neighborhood in Washington, D.C. The community began at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School in Deerfield, Illinois in the early 1970s when a handful of students began meeting to discuss the relationship between their faith and political issues, particularly the Vietnam War. In 1971, the group decided to create a publication that would express their convictions and test whether other people of faith had similar beliefs. What emerged was a publication committed to social justice and peace, the Post-American. Okay, you know, I forgot how I even found out about these. Oh, it was because of them doing that. Okay, so there's the story there. I always look at the bottom of their website. By the way, since I do websites, a lot of really good information will be at the bottom, so you'll need to scroll and look at the bottom. Okay, so who we are, so work with us, intern, advertise, private, find our work, resource, preaching. Oh, that's another thing about this. When you join the Sojourners, they have material for you to preach, online sermon preparation and scripture reflections. Look at this, how to teach the social gospel. Social justice oriented. All right, pause. Four Square Church in California. I was there at the Four Square Church in Los Angeles. And also another word for you to look for is the word sacred. There's sacred text. Sojo.net/PTW. Let's look at that. sojo.net/PTW. Preach the word. Preaching the word. Okay. There it is. Features. All right. Now, these are people that are partnered, but look what they're doing. Lectionary passages based on Revised Common Lectionary. Reflections on Sojourner's articles and books of the Bible. Liturgical themes. Catholic. Multimedia community. Responsive design. All this. That's the guy in Pasadena. Subscribe to Preaching the Word. Okay, so in other words, they're wanting to do that. Let's see if we can find out who these board members are. Our leadership, here we go. Bride, anytime you look up these organizations, you need to know these people. Because they may come up later. Okay, well, let's look down and see who these are. Jim Wallace, Robert Black, Karen. I don't know any of these people. But we can click on them and find out more about them. Founding member of Sojourners. Oh, okay. One of the seminarians of Trinity Evangelical Divinity School that began the magazine. So it started out as a magazine. He provided expertise in database construction and other computer skills. Okay, let's just click on a couple of them. Native Washingtonian. She spent 3.5 years at the University of Southern Mississippi studying communication studies. That's what mine is. Where she obtained her bachelor's in science. Crystal has always had an interest in American prison system criminology, but her special interest in social justice intensified during her junior year of high school after attending an Occupy DC protest. What do you know here? She's a protester. Therefore, she had the honor of asking Cornel West his opinion on the prison industrial complex and its impact on individuals who are socioeconomically disenfranchised, with West assuring her that it was a racist system that exploited people of color. By her senior year, Crystal conducted a book drive for incarcerated youth and conducted year-long research arguing that rehabilitating offenders was more effective than ethical than the traditional tough-on-crime approach. In college, she furthered her interest in prisons by pursuing elective criminology courses where she was able to visit Mississippi prisons and witness firsthand the living conditions and rehabilitative programs offered to adult and youth offenders. Newly graduated, she returned to D.C., finding herself trying to keep up with the new organic markets, gyms, condos, Gillette spots, and hipster hangouts due to the Rampart. What is this? Gentrification? Anytime you don't know something, Bride, do that. The process of renovating or improving a house or district so that it conforms to middle-class taste. The process of making a person or activity more refined or polite. Okay, as a social justice instructor program coordinator at St. Albans School for the summer. However, she has since found solace in returning to her sales background and has sojourned her family as a sales associate. You will find a lot of things on here anti-white. A lot of their articles. Okay, but anyways, that's how you do. You check out the board members, see if you know any of them. And see if they're connected. Here's their interns. Board of directors. It's a lot of them, isn't it, Brad? It's a lot of people. Okay, so I just wanted to show you this website, and I want to show you what they did. I think I have this on the next video, or the next link over here. We already did that one. Dear White Santa, I would like a white people intervention. Okay, that's must be just a put down. Why it's possible to reject the Klan and still support racism. That's, I'm sure, anti-white, because they're saying, you know, people that say, if I reject the Klan, nothing challenges white supremacy more than people joining hands across dividing lines to confront race-based policy. Oh, that's an anti-Trump deal then. Political transformation. There it is about Trump. Okay. Okay, so now we're on the next page. I typed in Christian leaders speak out, and I want you to look how active they are. Against Trump's devastating budget cuts, healthcare bill, budget cuts against the poor, circle of protect, speak out, resigning of tax bill. I want to show you this one because this one was on the mainstream news. Christian leaders speak out against Trump's devastating budget cuts. Jesus would not like a budget that increases hunger and sickness, people. What are you thinking? American individualism is destroying the soul. Written by a Catholic. Okay, so basically, they are trying to stand up for the poor. Alright, let's click in here. I hope it has the video in here. Oh, it don't. Unless they have media, let's see here, they don't. Okay, but anyways, Bride, I just wanted to show you that group in case you see them on the website. They have been getting news coverage, so this is Sojo, S-O-J-O.net. Okay, the next big site for you to look at is this one called MajorChange.org. Okay, MajorChange.org is one of the main Catholic and charismatic websites of them coming together. Now, I want you to notice something in this logo. Remember, I told you to look at the logo. Look right here. Hey, I just saw that big M on something else on another thing that we saw back there. But see, that's something else to look for, is the wide M. Okay, see how the two A's are upside down on top of each other. Keep that in mind. Okay, so here we go. This is about, well, let me just click on majorchange.org. Okay, well, it brings you right to this, about. Let's scroll down. Major Change. Stone to Flesh, September 2017, gathering. Okay, we'll look at all that in a minute. Okay, let's scroll down here. Major Change is dedicated to know God and to make Him known throughout Metanoia, missions, and media. So I was like, what in the world is Metanoia? So let's go over here and look. Sorry about that. My internet's being a little slow. Okay, so there's a Catholic person. Let's see. Conversion, vision, formation. Metanoia describes a change in the inner man and in one's way of life that is birthed by a life-transforming encounter. It's a spiritual revolution which begins in the soul, who becomes increasingly drawn to life itself. The depth and fruit of Metanoia depend on how deeply we will allow the gospel penetrate our hearts. Conversion. Conversion entails a continual return toward the source of happiness, which is Jesus Christ. The mystery of desiring, beholding, and being transformed into a person perfected by love, suffering, and joy is essential in the understanding of a homo viator, a soul journeying to its ultimate destiny. Okay, we don't know what this means, so let's look it up. Now, so far, Bride, when you look at this, you think, wow, this sounds really good. Okay, it's a Catholic term. The edition of Marshall's Inspiring has been updated to include 50 pages of new materials available for the first time in English, making this the first English language edition. Introduction to the Metaphysics of Hope. Mystical? Remember I told you they go for a mystical God. Let's see. There it is. That word, Homo Viator, or whatever how you say it. See the sun there? Alright, let's see. Let's scroll on down here. Metaphysics of Hope. Alright, let's see what he says here. I'm going to have to make the screen a little smaller. This edition of Marcel's Home Valor Viator has been updated to include 57 first-time English, mainly English language. Christianity's foremost existentialist of the 20th century gives personal insight on the man on the way that will reinforce and commend our own pilgrimages. I know he's not talking about the Antichrist. Let me see if I can scroll over here. That will reinforce and commend our own pilgrimage and hope. Or as Marcel calls him, itinerant man, is an outstanding example of the philosophy concerned, not with technical problems, but with the urgent problems of man. Marcel talks to our condition, emphasizing our urgent need of hope, thus discovering beyond the lack of stability the values on which we may depend. A subtle mind, a dramatist, as well as a philosopher, close to the texture of human experience, he goes far beyond current platitudes to show that our Western tradition contains living truths that are essential to our contemporary life as they were to ancestors when they discovered them. The theme is close to the center of all preoccupations, man in his pilgrim condition. They use that term a lot in Catholicism. Okay, so we know it's kind of like a pilgrimage. A sojourney, duh, to its ultimate destiny. Only a converted human heart is able to form a vision which will carry his or her hopes forward and which will be ultimately realized in beholding God in eternity. Okay, so the human heart formation. Formation is a human process of discovering one's path. Formation. One path and way of being molded by grace. Remember, grace is the main word that the Pope is using in forming all of these movements together, all these religions together. They're using the word grace. So, motivated by grace and of following a freely chosen discipline with the goal of becoming anchored in a life of receiving and giving God's never-ending love. Jesus yearns for the unity of his body. We seek respectful and meaningful, unitive means to form, strengthen, and develop relationships with all Christians. Okay, so let's scroll down here. Stone to Flesh School of the Heart in Los Angeles, California opens September 8th. Now, Stone to Flesh School of the Heart. Oh, Bride, okay. I'm fixing to teach you something here. Well, first, we'll go back there in a minute. Missions and Media. We create a culture of encounter in order to build communities of faith. We value relationship-based ecumenicism. To make us one again. Pay attention to that hashtag. Okay? Let me see what it does when I take it to a new page. Make us one. This is that one thing. IHOP's one thing, I think. I've seen that guy there before. It is! I've seen that actual stage. This is at IHOP has an event, which comes out on this page, so this is where IHOP comes in, called One Thing Conference every year. Well, now they have a One Thing for Catholics. Okay, so let's scroll down here. Upcoming One Thing 20. Wow, they've already got 2018 next year planned. Let's see what happens when you click on it. IHOP One Thing. Early registration already for next year. Okay, well, it's just showing that it's coming next year. All right, so that shows you it is IHOP. It is our desire to build the bridges through established meaningful relationships with our non-Catholic brothers and sisters in Christ that will be built on Christian charity, a common, there's that word again, pursuit of personal holiness, mutual respect of each other's theological heritage and position, and an exchange of experiences in our walk with Christ in order to come to the unity of all Christians as Jesus and Pope Francis calls us into. Wow. Okay, now, I was going to do this in another show, but since it's already here in your face, I have to go here. Okay. They have a lot of events together. Remember I told you earlier where they have all of these together. This is the one they just had, which is the One Thing 2017. It's saying these are the recent projects. Well, I will do it in another show. But this tells you where they were at. But One Thing, Love LA, October through November 4th. One Thing 2016, His Presence, Our Voice. Catholic Ecumenical Track. Okay, and then Together 2016. That one was very unity. Look at that triangle right in the middle there. Okay, Love Dayton. Hey, we just saw that logo on something else. See, pay attention to these logos, okay? Azusa Now in 2016. And Until the Fame of Jesus Hits the Earth, that is the One Thing 2015. So basically, they started the One Things in 2015. So this is the going on the third year. We pray for ecumenism of friendship, and we practice spiritual ecumenism based on relationships and friendship with organized projects in collaboration with ministries who are open to receive Catholic presence and want to engage in the exchange of the gifts. Hey, let me tell you something. You will see when we get further into this that Bethel, both Bethel and IHOP, is helping them. And they're teaching them like this style of music and everything. Okay, well, let's see what they say about the exchange of gifts. Oh, we're going to the Vatican. Wow. What is this? I've never seen this document. Thank you, Jesus. Let me see if I can make it a little bigger. Commitment to ecumenism. Y'all know I want to read this. The call for Christian unity made by the Second Vatican Ecumenical Council with such impassioned commitment is finding an ever greater echo in the hearts of believers, especially as the year 2000 approaches. Wow, this is before then. A year which Christians will celebrate as the sacred jubilee, the commemoration of the incarnation of the Son of God who became man in order to save humanity. The courageous witness of so many martyrs of our century include members of churches and ecclesial communities not in full communion with the Catholic Church, gives new vigor to the Council's call, and reminds us of our duty to listen to and put into practice its exhortation. These brothers and sisters of ours, united in the selfless offering of their lives for the kingdom of God, are the most powerful proof that every factor of division can be transcended and overcome in the total gift of self for the sake of the gospel. Christ calls all his disciples to unity. My earnest desire is to renew this call today, to propose it once more with determination. Repeating what I said at the Roman Colosseum on Good Friday 1994, at the end of the meditation on the Via Crucis, prepared by Brother Bartholomew, the Ecumenical Patriarch of Constantinople. Let's see what this is. I don't know what this is either. it's important, Bride, to check all this stuff because we may see it later down the road and it may come together, okay? Let's see here. Let's see if there's a quick video, maybe a minute. Four stations as a cross. Okay. I don't know what that means, but I was looking it up. Stations of the cross are also known as ways of sorrows or Via Crucis. Refers to series of images depicting Jesus, on the day of his crucifixion and accompanying prayers. Oh, okay. So we know it's images depicting Jesus prepared by the brethren. There I stated that believers in Christ, united in following in the footsteps of the martyrs, cannot remain divided. If they wish truly and effectively to oppose the world's tendency to reduce to powerlessness the mystery of redemption, they must profess to go the same truth about the cross. The cross, an anti-Christian outlook, seeks to minimize the cross, to empty it of its meaning, and to deny that it in man has the source of his new life. It claims that the cross is unable to provide either vision or hope. You know, anyways, this thing is long. I need to save this, though. All right, Brad, let me show you how to save something. See this little thing right here? I can't think of what they call it, but drag it down to your line. Of course, I'm using Chrome as my browser. I like it, Google Chrome. It does keep a record of everything, but that kind of looks like that symbol we saw on the Pope. Okay, it might be his personal one. Okay, well, let's go back over here. Now, oh, it was over here. Let's see. Okay, so let's go back to, or was we on the second page? Well, let's go back to the first. Okay, so make us one. Oh, that's it. The one thing. The projects. Okay, so the Zeus and Al, until the flames of Jesus, we always doing the exchange of gifts. Okay, so that must mean that document there. Let's scroll on down. New Pentecost. Miracles happen every day. Let's scroll on down. Pentecost is not over. Between 1895 and 1903, Elena Giro wrote 12 confidential letters to Pope Leo, asking him to encourage greater devotion to the Holy Spirit among Catholics, urging him to go ahead and open permanently in the Church the true home of prayer, an upper room where the faithful united to the Divine Mother as she prayed with the apostles in the upper room in Jerusalem with constant the longed for renewal of the face of the earth. As a result, he wrote an ecclesiastical of the Holy Spirit, divine whatever. He also sent a private letter to all bishops recommending. Okay. Let's see what this is. 50 years of the Catholic exploring the roots of Catholicism. Of links to economical resources. Yes, what is this? Ecumenism resources. All right. Okay, I'm going to show you all this in a minute about the stone flesh. Okay. Catholic catechisms. Now see, this whole thing is focused for the Catholics. Decree on ecumenism, all down through here. Principles and norms. Engaged in pastoral work. Evangelicals and Catholics together. Let's check that out. This is a document signed. Evangelicals and Catholics together, the Christian mission in the third millennium. Wow, they're calling this a millennium? As the second millennium draws to a close, the Christian mission in world history faces a moment of daunting opportunity and responsibility. If in the merciful and mysterious ways of God the second coming is delayed, we enter upon a third millennium that could be, in the words of John Paul II, a springtime of world missions. Wow! As Christ is one, so the Christian mission is one. That one mission can be and should be advanced in diverse ways. Legitimate diversity, however, should not be confused with existing divisions between Christians that obscure the one Christ and hinder the one mission. That's us, church. There is a necessary connection between the visible unity of Christians and the mission of the one Christ. We together pray for the fulfillment of the prayer of our Lord. May they all be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you. So also may they be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. We together, evangelicals and Catholics, confess our sins against the unity that Christ intends for all his disciples. Wow. Basically, Bride, when they signed this document, they are saying that the Catholics are okay in their religion. Would you ever... Oh my goodness. Would you ever sign a document like that? The one Christ and one mission includes many other Christians, notably the Eastern Orthodox and those Protestants not commonly identified as evangelical. All Christians are encompassed in the prayer. May they all be one. Our present statement attends to the specific problems and opportunities in the relationship between Roman Catholics and evangelical Protestants. As we near the third millennium, there are approximately 1.7 billion Christians in the world. About a billion of these are Catholics, and more than 300 million are evangelical Protestants. 300 million of us out there. The century now drawing to a close has been the greatest century of missionary expansion in Christian history. We pray and believe that this expansion has prepared the way for yet greater missionary endeavor in the first century of the third millennium. Let's see when this was written, Bride. Because here's what I'm thinking. They are thinking we are in the third millennium. Which means we're 18 years into this. So let's see when this was. May 1994. That is what they're thinking. Wow. The two communities in world Christianity that are most evangelistically assertive and most rapidly growing are evangelicals and Catholics. In many parts of the world, the relationship between these communities is marked more by conflict than by cooperation, more by animosity than by love, more by suspicion than by trust, more by propaganda and ignorance than by respect for the truth. This is alarmingly the case in Latin America, increasingly the case in Eastern Europe, and too often the case in our own country. Okay, this thing is probably long. Okay, I'm not going to read all that, but let's kind of scroll here. We affirm together Jesus Christ is Lord, yes. That is the first and final affirmation that Christians make about all of reality. He is the one sent by God to be Lord and Savior of all. Yes, we agree with that. We affirm together that we are justified by grace through faith because of Christ. Yes, living faith is active in love that is nothing less than the love of Christ. For we together say with Paul, yes. All who accept Christ as Lord are brothers and sisters in Christ. Evangelicals and Catholics are brothers and sisters in Christ. Wow. Ugh. We have not chosen one another, just as we have not chosen Christ. He has chosen us, and he has chosen us to be his together. However imperfect our communion with one another, however deep our disagreements with one another, we recognize there is but one Church of Christ. Wow! See what I mean, Brian? They are wanting to become this one world religion. There is one church because there is one Christ, and the church is his body. However difficult the way, we recognize that we are called by God to a fuller realization of our unity in the body of Christ. The only unity to which we would give expression is unity in the truth, and the truth is this. There is one body and one spirit. Just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, the Father of us all, who is above all and through all and in all. We affirm together that Christians are to teach and live in obedience. Let's see how they word this one. To the divinely inspired scriptures, which are the infallible word of God. We further affirm together that Christ has promised to his church the gift of the Holy Spirit, who will lead us into all truth in discerning and declaring the teaching of Scripture. We recognize together that the Holy Spirit has so guided the church in the past, in, for instance, the formation of the canon of Scriptures, and in the orthodox response to the great Christological and Trinitarian controversies of the early centuries. We confidently acknowledge the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Okay, here's what I'm seeing. Where is the baptism of the Holy Spirit? The gift of the Holy Spirit, yes, but where is the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the speaking in tongues? In faithful response to the Spirit's leading, the church formulated the Apostles' Creed, which we can hereby do affirm together as an accurate statement of scriptural truth. We need to read this, Brad. I believe in God. Let me get a drink of water. Hold on. Okay, hold on here, Brad. Okay, Brad, let's continue. Let's see what this guy's got to say. 50 years of the Catholic Charismatic Movement from 1967.
Well, you know, it's really interesting. In all four Gospels, John the Baptist introduces Jesus not only as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, but as the one who will baptize in the Holy Spirit. So being baptized in the Holy Spirit is one of the central things that Jesus does. And for thanks be to God, there's a growing awareness of that today in the Catholic Church.
Pope Francis began Pentecost 2017 celebrations with a prayer and praise vigil at the ancient Circus Maximus.
Okay, now let me pause this. First of all, we have to take in consideration that we saw in the last video where Pat Robertson was friendly and in this thing, the ecumenical movement. So now we hear this guy saying that being baptized in the Holy Spirit, but where is the speaking in tongues and is it the same type of spirit is what I want to know. Okay, so keep that in mind as we watch this. Here we go.
Thousands of Christians from around the world join the Pope to mark the 50th Jubilee of the Catholic Charismatic Renewal. The college-aged American pioneers of the Renewal are now its elders, and many were in attendance. In their lifetime, the Renewal has sparked a new Pentecost among Catholics worldwide. The movement began in 1967. When the gifts of the Holy Spirit were bestowed upon a group of Duquesne University students on retreat at the Ark and the Dove. Kevin and Dorothy Ranahan remember when friends first told them about the Duquesne outpouring.
My reaction here was pretty negative, and so was Dorothy's. But we knew these people well. I mean, they were solid, responsible, renewal-minded Catholics, and they were scholars. I mean, we were all in the intellectual life. We were all students or professors in theology, church history, philosophy.
And so we could see that even in their faces, there was something changed and different. And so although we wanted to discount what they were saying as sounding a little fringy, we could not deny the experience we saw they had changed them. And whatever it was, I think we came to see we wanted that too. We wanted more. We didn't even know what the more was sometimes, but we wanted more. More of the Lord. More work to do. More empowerment. We felt like...
Did you see that picture with the Eucharist?
Like a lot of things in the world needed to be changed, and that we were the changers.
Newly married at the time, Kevin taught theology at St. Mary's College in Indiana. Dorothy was a Catholic high school teacher. Both earned master's degrees in theology from the University of Notre Dame. After hearing about his colleagues at Duquesne, Kevin embarked on a 6-week study of the scriptures and received the baptism in the Holy Spirit at a Bible study among fellow Catholics.
This was a personal experience of Jesus standing next to me, which I had never had before. And it was very powerful. And it was so changing. I mean, suddenly, even that night, scripture was alive, my faith was renewed, was filled with joy.
Dorothy received the baptism the next day, alone in a chapel.
It was like the Lord planted a flag in the center of my life and said, this is permanent, hang on to this, you know, and it changed everything.
The couple sought out the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship, an organization with roots in Pentecostalism, to learn how to use the gifts for ministry.
And I can't imagine how he reacted to this phone call. Hi, we're a bunch of Catholics from Notre Dame, and we've just been baptized in the Holy Spirit, and we would like to find out about the spiritual gifts. Can you help us?
After spending some time with the Full Gospel Businessmen, the Ranahans began to lead meetings on the Notre Dame campus and witnessed the gifts of the Spirit flowing freely.
Well, we had these large prayer meetings, sometimes 400 people every week. They were amazing meetings in that we were all so new to this.
So we started praying for everybody if they wanted healing, and quite often we saw healing.
Just after Easter in 1967, Catholic students from top American universities met at Notre Dame to learn more about the Duquesne outpouring. Ralph Martin, a Notre Dame philosophy graduate, was a campus ministry leader when he brought 40 students from Michigan State to the gathering.
They called it the first International Catholic Charismatic Conference because there was one nun from Canada who came.
Later, members of the Renewal Movement launched ministry enterprises like New Covenant Magazine, which spread news of the outpouring around the country. That summer, several Duquesne University students lived with Lutheran pastor and founding CBN board member Harold Bredesen in his parish home near New York City to learn street evangelism.
With Pat Robertson, look at that.
In his school, in the Holy Spirit school of Harold Bredesen, what it was to walk in God's providence, what it meant to evangelize.
And we realized that we had a responsibility not just to preach the gospel, but to learn how to do it well and to be effective at it, not just kind of throwing it at people.
Back at Notre Dame, Catholic priests, nuns, and lay leaders attended the renewal meetings while on campus for continuing education.
When they went home, they took this with them. They went all over the United States. They went to Australia. They went to the Philippines. They went to various countries in Europe. So I can remember one night being in that room and hearing a prophecy that I remember this way.
I just have to say this, Brad, and I know some of you out there are probably thinking the same thing. Okay, if you got baptized by the true God, the baptism in the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, and He is now leading you and convicting you and teaching you, how are you still going to participate in the Catholic doctrine? Please tell me, how are you going to do that? When you will now know that they're idols, that you cannot participate in that. I mean, it does not make sense. Does it make sense to you, Brian? Okay, and let's continue here.
Fire, fire, fire spreading from east to west. And it went on to talk about what we were experiencing spreading around the world.
After
experience.
The National Catholic Reporter ran newspaper coverage of the outpouring, Pope Paul VI sent Cardinal Sunens of Belgium, one of the four moderators of Vatican II, to evaluate what was happening. The Cardinal met with Ralph Martin and observed various student groups.
So all my life, he said, I've been searching for wherever the Holy Spirit's working, trying to understand what's happening. I came here, I see the Holy Spirit's working. I want to do whatever I can to help you integrate this and open the whole Catholic Church up to it and bring you into the very center of things.
Cardinal Sunens invited Ralph Martin and his young family to Belgium to help lead the renewal in Europe. By 1975, 10,000 Catholic charismatics from around the world joined Cardinal Sunens in Rome for Pentecost.
Be assigned to the world and show them by the radiance of your face that Christ is risen.
Pope Paul VI entered St. Peter's Basilica and addressed the movement as a chance for the church.
Right from the very top, sort of this open door to the Holy Spirit, and it just kind of went on from there.
The renewal also birthed new religious orders and increased the number of those called into ministry. In the early 1970s...
Hold it. Right there. New religious orders. Remember when we talked about the word orders? So let's keep going.
Lean scholar and professor at St. Mary's University in Texas received the baptism in the Holy Spirit after a nun who had attended the Notre Dame meetings demonstrated spiritual gifts.
Well, here's the New Testament alive right in front of me. This happening is the Holy Spirit coming right in front of me. You know, I had been baptized, I'd been confirmed. I had made religious vows. I was ordained as a priest, and so all those things kind of blocked me a little bit because, you know, what more do I need?
After 25 years of ministry in the renewal, Father Montague, along with Father Bob Hogan, formed Brothers of the Beloved Disciple to serve in San Antonio, Texas.
The Holy Spirit empowers our ministry through the spiritual gifts so that people can say, wow, truly God is in your midst. Truly Jesus is reaching out to me.
A fruit of their ministry is Maricela Solis, a widowed retired school teacher from San Antonio who spent 30 years away from the church. She says the renewal led her back to Christ.
See how they show the candles?
I was so depressed, and I was so lost, and I was in such darkness that I knew I had to go back to the church. The first thing the renewal teaches you is God loves you so much, you have no idea. God is your perfect father. And that was life-changing for me. I finally found a father. But this connection with the Holy Spirit today, oh, it's real. It's real, it's palpable.
Today, more than 120 million Catholics in 240 countries enjoy life in the Spirit. In February 2017, Fernando Nascimento traveled from Brazil to the Ark and the Dove for the 50th anniversary of the historic outpouring.
Celebrating the golden jubilee of the Catholic charismatic renewal.
Fernando's entire family came to Christ after a word of knowledge and a prayer of deliverance rescued his alcoholic brother.
So they laid hands on my brother, and he knew alcoholic. And he stand up full of the Holy Spirit, you know. And this was a wonderful changing, you know. I saw my brother coming on that evening, shining, really shining.
Today, the brothers preach the gospel all over Brazil. And Fernando hosts the Brazilian TV show, Praise the Lord.
The Lord Jesus. Through this renewal,
praise the Lord, TBN, huh?
I don't know where would we be without the Lord Jesus.
As the pioneers of the movement recall their history, they anticipate greater Holy Spirit-inspired wonders ahead. From Sister Elena's urgent letters to Pope Leo, to the 1901 outpouring in Kansas, to the Azusa Street Revival, to the Duquesne Weekend and beyond, all of these events declare the gifts of the Holy Spirit are intended for every generation, as the Spirit works to unite all Christians to Christ and to each other in order to reach the world.
Wow, catch on to that, Brad. I'm glad we watched that video where he said the Spirit is trying to unite everyone across the world. That is not the truth. That is not the same God that I serve, because God has laws. He has... doctrine we have to stick by. We cannot mix. What they're doing is mixing. Okay, right now, we saw the Make Us One and what that is. I told you to pay attention to that hashtag because that is the one thing, the IHOP deal. And so what I'm going to show you now is... what they call stone to flesh. Okay, this is what this organization is pushing, this stone to flesh. It's basically like a school. So let's go over here. Okay, the first thing I notice here is the logo. Now, If any of you are familiar with Bethel's logo for their one album, what was it? Let's see. Bethel Music. Okay, I see their logo looks kind of like a deer, but one of their albums has a heart like that. Events, shop, worship you. Let's see if I can find their albums. Albums, here we go. Featured albums. There it is. The Heart. Have It All. The Heart. I have that one. You Make Me Brave. Let's see. It is. It's that heart there. Okay, so when I looked at that, I thought about that heart. The way that that is shaped and the way that it looks with the stuff coming out the top. Okay, so let's go back over here. See it? Okay, Stone to Flesh launch September 8th, 2017 in Los Angeles. Okay, Bride, let's continue. Let's see here. Okay, let's continue. I was looking at how long this video was. It's already at 57 minutes. I'm going to go ahead and stop it here because once I get into all this, this is going to be probably another hour. It's going to be long. Okay, Bride, thank you and God bless you. We're moving right along in our research. I pray that this encourages you to research. You can find out all three videos on WATB.TV. Also, if you would subscribe to our YouTube channel on WATB TV on YouTube. Thank you, Bride, and God bless you. Good night.